We will start this short interview with the invitation to present yourself and to say why you accepted to be part of the Argos project. What is what was your desire to enter this project?
Okay, my name is Avraxe Papadakou. I come from Greece. I am a researcher from Greece, an expert in musical theater and opera. Along with my research interests that concern the 19th century, I happened to also be a curator of the archive of the company here, the Societas Raffaello Sanzio, and this is what brought me closer to the research on contemporary theatre and genetic analysis, as well as the analysis of the creating process. Therefore, I took part of the Argos team. I was very interested in exploring this field. Obviously, I am here also because of my relation to the Societas Raffaello Sanzio, which has been going on since 2012.
And okay, now we have an image of your position within your research and why this is part of your research, but precisely on the creative process, which is different than the archive, what is a point of interest for you to be part of a project which is really working on the creative process?
I think that studying the creative process sheds light to a completely different aspect of the artistic work. What we first see as a result, as an artistic result, developed in many different ways, and it is not only exciting, but also very educative for the performing arts researcher to go backstage and to see the way a work of art, of the performing arts, was created, and the processes it went through, the stages, the phases it went through, till it became a complete oeuvre, or even after that, how it was developed again and changed again forever. Because until the last show, I believe that performance, the theatrical production, changes and rechanges, and it is never the same. So being addicted to archives, I missed very much this part of the creative process which had to do with the training of the actors or the rehearsals and the live development, not only the theoretical and the intellectual development of a creative idea, but the actual thing. And this fascinating part of it made me want to be here and to study this. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I will skip the question, what is your link with the Societas, because that's quite obvious that you have a long link with the, not only with the Societas, but also with the history of the Societas and the archive of the Societas. But let's go to the main part of our discussion, that's about this week. So could you tell me a bit your global idea of how you perceive this week as part of this Argos project? How did you perceive this week together in the Societas with the Argos community?
Actually, I think that I played three different roles this week. Not only was I an Argos researcher or the archive curator, but I was always the organizer. Co-organizer with Eleni Papalexiou of this week, of this experimentation, of this Cesena mission, as I call it. And it was not particularly easy for me to combine the three of them. I caught myself not being a very good researcher at some parts, at some points of this procedure, because I had to take care of other things. Also, I think that I was a bit too close to what was going on because of my past as an archivist here, because I knew things, therefore I judged things beforehand, or I thought that this cannot be right because I know a different version. I know that a different version exists. Well, I must say that I'm quite happy with what turned out to be this Cesena experiment. I think that the problems that we faced, which is normal to confront difficulties and problems, that they were all minor. I think that it worked well, and no matter whether there was some kind of disappointment, perhaps the group expected something else to be translated to what we call participatory observation. Mm-hmm. However, I think that it was a very rich and unique experience, mm-hmm. and that we gained a lot out of it. Therefore, I'm happy that we didn't have major problems regarding different aspects of this sub-project, mm-hmm. the Cesena sub-project.
You said, yeah, I had some expectations because I'm linked with this company. Did the week that we experienced met these expectations? How is your look on the week compared to the expectations?
Well, what I knew beforehand was that Chiara is an impressive artist. Mm-hmm. That she has this creativity and this talent to show, which would be very gratifying for the ones observing her teaching and training and showing a creation already made, mm-hmm. To new collaborators and new performers. I also know very well the power of this lieu, of this space, the Teatro Comandini, which has a very strong effect to the ones that are actually here. And another thing that I knew is that everybody would be struck by the power of the children, and that the final act would be the most interesting of them all. So I had confidence that it would work out well. Mm-hmm. Another thing that I knew was that the Societas doesn't like to be recorded, doesn't mm-hmm. like to be photographed, doesn't like to be visualized. And I was sure that this would be a problem because Chiara had never actually given her concession, had never actually said anything regarding that. So I knew that this belay meant could be interpreted as I'm waiting for you to come here and I will orally forbid you to mm-hmm. do what you want. Mm-hmm. But mm-hmm. it's something that we had to respect, mm-hmm. and I don't think that we have missed so much. Mm-hmm. I think that we have evidence, that we have recorded things, and that we can study all this procedure very well from many aspects. Yeah.
You said already that you know the company very well, the work of all the makers of the company. Now you were here in this new experience with Chiara. You told me about the expectations, but what was new for you, something that you didn't know that happened this week?
Yes, I happened to have seen the show. This is also something that gives me more experience to what I expected. What I didn't know was her approach to the actors, the very dense way that she made it happen. Out of nothing, from the initial ideas that she has actually built up a professional show, a professional performance, which brought together children from schools and individual children and works very well, mm-hmm. was really effective. So that I didn't know the way she did it. And I was thinking at first that, yeah, okay, Chiara shows the roles, plays all the parts, and therefore this is a demonstrative way of training the actors. But then I realized that there wasn't actually any other way to make it happen in 3 days. She had to precisely show what she wanted, the way she wanted it to be. There was no time for improvisation, for other points of view, for personal aspects of all this. This had to be done, and she managed to do it. So she was capable of...
She's very efficient.
Very much.
The name of the project, the title of the project is Argos, which is linked to the regard, to the view, the point of view, let's say, and everyone has his own point of view. And I would like to know a bit from where, which eyes, let's say, or which memory and which point of view you bring in this week. If you follow this project, from where do you start? I mean, what is your line of seeing, let's say?
My point of view, and I think that this is what I will mention also, and I will try to discuss it in Bologna, where I will be called to make an introduction to all that. But I will talk for a few minutes just about my personal point of view, which was that I felt that I was before an orchestra conductor who had already made music piece, a score, sheet music, distribute to all the instrument players, and she asked for a harmonious collaboration in order to produce this final result. So it was mostly tones, sounds, voices, not really way of articulating, but a partitura spread around, and she was the one synchronizing it and making it a whole, a complete work of art.
Let's talk about the means of documentation which we use in the Argos project to to document our experience. Which ones did you particularly use, and which ones do you prefer to use in regard to the documentation of what you see?
Well, this time I used my rocket book. I stopped at a point, as I told you. However, I'm very happy with my notes from the first day, which I will share with you. Well, I don't know if there is a relevant question ahead of us, but I would like to compare this experience with the one at Teatro Bando. But yes. Are you going to ask me about that? Because at Teatro Bando, it was harder for me because of the language, not only because of that, but because of the relation of the position of the observers and the people making art, and the actors, actually, but not only, the artistic collaborators, I could say, the artistic members. I caught myself then looking at the team of the observers very much. It was a colorful group with people from many places in the world. I was trying to figure out who they were, what they were. So I was less interested in the performance than in the group of observers. While here, I couldn't take my eyes off what was going on as a rehearsal. I was very concentrated, very focused. I wasn't that much then. But I don't know if it was because of me or because of the way we were sitting and the way this was happening without us. Now we were a circle, we have surrounded this procedure, and I just looked at the ragazze and the ragazzi participating, and I was listening to them, and I absorbed whatever happened on non-stage, because there was not a stage here.
And how would you evaluate the place of the Argos observers group within this week for yourself?
Actually, I'm happy. I must say that I'm happy from both parts, even from the part of the artist as well as the part of the group and the observers. You can never meet all the wishes and all the desires and all the requests. But I think that many of them were fulfilled. And I believe that our group was very sensitive, was very discreet, was very polite, did not interfere, was not a problem for what happened here. And also between us, I think that the relations were quite nice, that there is a friendship and a collaboration feeling that has grown, which helps us being around such an experience.
And a question about your most, let's say, what marked you most this week, which was for you the most important element during this week?
It was the casting procedure for me. I had never seen anything like that. I have never experienced anything like that, only by reading a few lines, not even rehearsing, because I didn't even rehearse. We were just reading, and I have never seen a casting happening so fast and with this criterion, this criteria.
Which criteria would you say?
The criteria, well, the way I saw it, Chiara had a few favorite in the first place, because she saw the girls and there were some I don't want to say more good looking, but perhaps more compatible to what the children would like. She saw their faces, so she insisted on some of them to repeat and repeat their verses. But it was obvious from the beginning who Amore would be from the first reading, and then she tried to find her equivalent, to find and very easily she also assigned the darker parts, such as death, or such as Il Lombrico, always with regards to the sound, the tone of the voice.
The sound and the good looking, you say, and the appearance.
I think that it also, she took it into consideration.